Welcome to the One Bottle of Wine podcast. I'm Anissa.
And I'm Emily.
And our holiday treat to you is a short bonus episode.
Ooh. So because of stupid COVID, we are actually recording virtually this week. We're also drinking one of our staples, though. It's something that we usually pregame basically our recordings with. And it's one of Maggie's favorites, which is the Boda Box Pinot Noir, which is actually a boxed wine instead of a bottle of wine.
Call us one box of wine instead of one bottle of wine. Actually, we prefer boxed wine for a couple of different reasons sometimes, particularly when we're not recording episodes. And that's because you can buy them at a very convenient cost, and you can save them for later without having to worry about like the box of wine going bad, or you know, some of our bottles, if we don't get through them, we feel like we're pressured to drink more than we want to if we just wanted one glass of wine per day or something along those lines. So we found a couple of different boxes of wine that we're probably going to share with you in the future episodes that we talk about, but this one is definitely a staple for us.
Actually, Anissa, you make a really good point too, as two people who are the only ones in our household who drink.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely prefer boxed wine because it lasts a lot longer. And just like you said, I don't feel the added pressure to drink and finish a bottle and not want to waste. So I definitely like the boxed wine. So hopefully.
Yeah, sometimes I'll have like steak or something for dinner and I really want a nice glass of red wine, but I don't have it because I'm like, oh, if I open that bottle of wine, I got to drink the whole bottle of wine. And I just don't feel like doing that. So I think with boxed wine, it's definitely a smart thing to have in your fridge. Sometimes you can just have a glass if a friend comes over, if it's not COVID central out there and a friend comes over and you just want to have a glass and not have to worry about finishing a bottle. It's pretty solid.
Yeah. And you know, we love our chilled red wine, so it works out well for us.
It is perfect. Yeah. And they last a really long time. Like, what does it say on the box, Em?
I think it's like 4 weeks that they last. So I think I've had this one longer than 4 weeks. Actually, that gets me to, I want to go into how I'm drinking this wine tonight.
Well, let me add on one thing real quick too. Okay. We're not saying this is like top notch or like top shelf wine. You know, we're just saying it's something that can go well with like your dinner or pair well. The particular one that we're having is not my favorite just because it's a little bit too dry for me, but it's still a really good wine. Yes, Em. Okay, go share.
Okay, so I'm
kind of jealous of this.
I'm enjoying my wine tonight out of my MILF established in 2019 glass. It was very nicely gifted to me in a Secret Santa last year, I want to say.
You are definitely a MILF baby.
Well, thank you. The year is not correct. This was given to me by Anne Marie. So shout out to Anne Marie. I became a mother in 2020. So this established in 2019 was not quite right.
You already knew what you wanted to be.
Apparently the year was just printed wrong on the glass. It's still one of my favorite glasses to drink out of because it's very big. So even if I do a heavy pour, it doesn't seem like I'm doing a heavy pour. Yeah. Anyway, so I am drinking that, or I'm drinking out of that. The other fun thing that I thought I would try is because Boda Box typically gives me a little bit of a headache. A lot of wines do. I am part Chinese.
Lightweight.
I'm part Chinese, so I get red. I get headaches. Like, I just don't react well to alcohol and wine specifically. So I bought this thing called the wand, and it claims that if you put it in your wine and you stir it, that it will get rid of your wine headaches and that it removes 95% of the histamines and the sulfites that tend to be in wine. So what we're going to do is, I know that Boda Box gives me a headache, so I've already went ahead and put this little wand in my wine. And we will update you after on how I feel tomorrow and tonight and see if I have any difference in how I feel. So,
okay. And how exactly does it work? So you just stir it while you're drinking the wine, or, you know,
yep. You just dip it in, you stir it. It says to leave it in for like 3 minutes. I've had it in for like 20 minutes. It says it doesn't affect the taste. I believe that it tastes completely the same to me. And it's disposable. So like, as soon as you're done, you can toss it. And it has these cute little charms on the end too. So if a bunch of you are drinking them at the same time or drinking with them at the same time, you'll know the difference between the glasses because each one has a different charm, which is cute.
That's really cool. That is really, really neat. Well, I hope that it works out for you. I don't want you to wake up tomorrow with a headache.
Thank you.
It's really cool that they can invent a lot of these things because there are so many people that like wine, but they don't like the effects of wine all the time. So, you know, like the flavor and the mixing and all of that stuff. If you have a solution to that, I think it would solve a lot of problems for people, especially when it doesn't change the taste.
I saw some too. There's these like wine drops that you can do something very similar where it's not supposed to affect the taste, but it's supposed to help with the headaches. So we'll also try that.
Yeah.
Try everything for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I've been open to like a lot of things. You know, we all started with like the Pedialyte trend when you didn't feel that well, when you were getting drunk and all that stuff. Now you have like liquid IV. Earlier on TikTok, I just saw like a new trend. It's like Water Boy or something like that. And, you know, it's all about like the sugars and what they're putting back in your body afterwards. So it's nice that it's like while you're drinking versus something that you have to cure yourself after the fact.
Yeah, totally. So cool. What are we going to talk about this week?
I think it would be great to just touch up on, you know, everything that's going on right now, which is the new year. I have always been a fan of like reflecting on the new year. And I think we have a lot of opportunity to kind of do that this year. We've both had some changes, some life-changing things that have happened. And so it's nice to kind of just be able to put this year to the side and focus on what's coming in the new year. So I kind of want to talk a little bit more of like, you know, our perception of like resolutions and, you know, what we think of them and how we've been trained to think of them or, you know, things of that nature. So, what are your feelings about, quote unquote, New Year's resolutions?
So I don't love the word resolutions, I would say. I just kind of feel like they end up, you know, especially the like, oh, I want to lose this amount of weight, or I want to, you know, do this thing. Like, I feel like those, I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to work out. All those things are not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like into the not sustainable changes.
Okay. Have you always not been into it, or like?
I think I definitely used to say I wanted to do things, but I'm also one of those people who I say that, and then by the end of January, it's like out the window, whatever it was.
Whatever it was. Like, yeah. Drink a glass of water every morning.
Right.
And you're like, never mind, screw water. Right. Yeah. Okay. So I kind of feel very similar to you on this. I feel like in the past, I've always like looked forward to the new year. I feel like new year for me is a really good time. It just brings like your family together. You celebrate it. You congratulate each other for making it into another year. And it's just like a very nice thing. But, you know, I feel like the American culture has ingrained in us that it's the beginning of something new. Mm-hmm. And so that's where like the resolution aspect comes into play. Like, you didn't do enough this year, therefore you need to resolve and do better and be better and all of that stuff. You already know that I ran for a year straight. I started that on November 30th. For example, I think that anything that you really want to set your mind to does not have to begin on January 1st of whatever.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
So the whole concept of resolutions, I'm not going to BS you. I've totally been on that trend before, like even probably last year. And I never perceived them as like resolutions. It was always just like, it'd be nice to go to the gym every day. And then you go to the gym and realize 99% of the people that are there on January 1st weren't there on December 31st. Like, it was everyone's resolution. You know, there's just so many different, like, it's like a fab.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Did you just say fab?
What was it supposed to be?
Fad with a D. Fad
with a D. There you go. It's a fad. There you go. What does it stand for though?
It's just, that's the word, is fad.
I thought it was like, an abbreviation for something.
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's
that was really cute though.
Thank you.
Now I want to call it a fab.
Okay. It's a fab, whatever. I don't care. I'm a fob. So
true.
You are. That. Yeah. So I think it's like a fad that people.
I agree. I like, see, I like the resolutions, if that's what you want to call them. I like the resolutions where they're more broad. Like, I feel like that just for, it works for me, instead of it being a hard and fast, like I want to go to the gym every day, or I want to lose 10 pounds or whatever. Like that doesn't, I just like mentally can't stick to that. So like one of my things for this year that I really want to focus on is I want to focus on saving more money. So that's not a,
very big.
That's not like a, I have to save this amount, or I have to, like, there's no pressure. I have pressure. To
spend $400 at the grocery store instead of five. I exactly. have to not eat out 7 days a week. Eat
right.
out six. Like,
right. It allows me to figure out how.
Like diets.
Yeah. It allows me to figure out like how I want to save more money, and that's up to me. And it's like a little bit more flexible. I feel like it's a little more flexible, and maybe 1 month that is spending less at the grocery store. Maybe the next month it's not eating out as much. Like overall.
Those are like goals though. Like, I feel like that's not necessarily a resolution per se. Cause like, I feel the same way.
Right.
Like I was just talking about it. I said, next month, I'm just going to be more conservative with where I spend my money.
Right.
And it's about next month. It's not necessarily because it's the new year, but yeah. then you also have like, I think last year, Ashley and I, my girl Ash, we said we wanted to read 2 books a month. Come July or August, like I think maybe in like June, there was a book, the second book of the month, I just could not get through. I was struggling. I was like, this is just not my type of book. I'm not feeling it. I'm already like into the book, but I'm gonna finish it, but I can't guarantee it's gonna be this month. And then come August, like I haven't touched a book since August. I just haven't felt like it. And I'm not going to be like, and he said, you failed this year. You didn't hold up to your end of a resolution or your goal. No, like I was just doing that to help focus myself. I wasn't doing it with like an end result in mind, if you will.
Yeah. No, I don't read unless I'm at the beach.
We've been over that, and all I do at the beach is drink. So yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've brought a book to the beach and just been, it's never even left my bag.
Well, I will say that after having a child, I went to the beach twice this year, and I actually think I did read, but it helped because we went to the beach with our families. So our families could help us with the baby while I was able to have a little bit of relaxation time. So that was nice.
You're also a mom. I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, not that
priorities are not the same.
Not that that affects much. I will, like, I definitely do have my downtime, especially now that we switched Sweetie Buns to taking one nap during the day. It actually kind of, you would think that that wouldn't help, but it does help because it's one long chunk of just being able to do downtime. Whereas when she was taking two shorter naps. So by the time you actually got to relax, it's time for her to get up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
just the whole idea of like resolutions. I don't want to like, you know, be very like blunt, but I'm going to be, it's dumb. Honestly, like I write down, like I remember maybe 2 years ago, like there's a Hispanic, I think, cultural, thing with New Year's where you like write down like what you want to accomplish essentially. It's, I don't know if it's like resolution, but it's kind of just like, you know, where you would like to see yourself, what you would like to better. It could be a personality trait. It could be whatever. And I sat down at JC's house with his mom and him, and we, and like, you like write it all out yourself. And then you wrap up the piece of paper and you seal it and you put it away. And you don't touch it again until the following year. And then you like pull it out and you kind of just get to reflect. I think I value that so much more than I would being like, all right, guys, I'm going to start a diet on January 1st. I'm going to hit the gym 5 times a week. I'm only going to eat salads. I'm going to read a book every night before I go to bed. I'm going to run 5 miles on weekends. I'm going to not drink. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree. Actually, talking about traditions, a fun thing for us as a family is that technically we get 2 New Years because we have American New Year's, but we also celebrate Chinese New Year, which that's the Lunar New Year.
Kind of does too. Yeah.
That, I mean, that is different. It differs what day we celebrate it on here in America. But yeah, we celebrate it every year. And the tradition there is it's the older generation passes down. So you always pass down. So basically, like, my grandmother would give the red envelopes that had money in them to her two daughters. So my mom and her sister, and then also to the grandchildren. So my two sisters and I would get them from my grandma. And then my mom and her sister would give them to us. And now that I have a daughter, basically it all trickles down. So you always give the red envelopes to the next generation. It's supposed to, you know, signify good luck, and you sleep with the red envelopes under your pillow on New Year, and then you don't open them until the next day. So that is like a fun tradition that we've always done, and we always have celebrated by doing a dinner or lunch or something to celebrate the New Year. It's a lot of fun.
Did you do that for Sweetie Buns like last year?
We had an envelope for her because she was so little. We didn't actually put it. She doesn't have a pillow. She doesn't sleep with a pillow. We put it under her crib. I was
wondering if you'd already started it, like, mentally, or you know what?
We put it under her crib. So we didn't have her sleep with the envelope. It just was not in her reach. So she couldn't rip it open and try to eat the money.
Do you know when New Year's falls, or the Lunar New Year falls this year?
I don't. It's usually end of January to beginning of February. Let me just look it up real quick. Let's see if I can find it.
Well, so the reason, yeah, you do that. So the reason that, like, we have it also because my sister's married to a Taiwanese guy. And so they have the same traditions. I mean, technically, if you think about it, like, Bosnia celebrates New Year's and, like, my family on the same day that everyone else does. But, like, we also kind of in a weird way follow the lunar calendar because of our religion. So it's like really, really, like, skewed. You would think that we would have a little bit more of a tradition. I think it's just definitely, like, you know, to my knowledge, I'm not going to be an expert on this, guys, but to my knowledge, it's more of like an Asian cultural thing that it's always been. So, like, my sister and their family have the red envelope tradition. I've received a couple of red envelopes in my lifetime. But I don't have a generation to pass it down to, but that's a really, really cool fun fact about you, Em.
It is fun. So the Lunar New Year in 2022 is February 1st, and it is the year of the tiger, which is cool.
What are you in the whatever?
I am a sheep, and Daniel, Daniel technically is a horse because he was born before the new year, before the lunar new year of that year. So even though we were both born in 91, he was born before the new year because he's January. And so he's technically a horse. I'm a sheep. You are a rooster, same as my sister Kate.
How do you know that?
Same as, I also just looked it up because I wanted to tell you what you were.
I knew what I was, girl. Good. You know what's funny? My least favorite animal. Like, I'm terrified of roosters.
And why? I'm
afraid of a rooster. Because I got attacked by a rooster when I was like 5.
In Bosnia or here?
Yeah, in Bosnia.
I was going to say, you were still in Bosnia.
Yeah, I was still, like, in Bosnia.
It was like pecking at you?
So our neighbors had like some roosters and chickens in like their, I want to say front yard, backyard kind of thing. It was like a closed off fenced in house. And my sister hung out with the two girls, twins that lived there. No, they're not twins. They're like once older, but they look similar. She hung out with the girls that lived there, and my mom was working the night shift. So I went over there during the day and like hung out with them and I annoyed them. And I think like I started just like taunting the rooster or like being a child. I am not sure. And it started to chase me. And I was slow because I'm like 5 and it's like a cobblestone floor. And so I was like running around and I tripped and not floor, cobblestone ground. And I tripped and the rooster like climbed up on my back and like pecked at my head. And my sister and her friends were just cracking up. And I was like bawling, like screaming, get this thing off of me. And I will to this day, like I look at a rooster and I run. Like, no thanks. So yeah.
Okay. Well,
fun little fact.
You are a rooster. I guess you're gonna have to get
away. Any, all my listeners, like Jenny's gonna get me for like next Christmas because she's already done her holiday shopping this year. She's gonna get me like a big rooster thing to put in my house. I bet. Watch.
Yeah, you should look into your Chinese zodiac. I mean, there's lots of there's also like there's a Chinese predictor, like gender predictor thing of like when you're having a baby, and wow. It was right. There, it's very specific of like when, like mm-hmm. where all the stuff of like what your baby's going to be. And it was right. Cause we had a girl. I mean, they have a 50-50 shot of being right, but
I mean, they could say many, many things. Yeah. I feel like I've read into some of that stuff. I'm just like my memories and I don't, unless it's really, really impactful, I'm not going to memorize what I read in that stuff, but it's very interesting how fascinated people are with some of those traditions. So it's really cool that you still pass on your tradition and you're only like technically a quarter Chinese.
Yep. And so Sweetie Buns is only what's a quarter is 25%. So she's 12.5%.
Like even less. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's still, I mean, if you look at, if you like do your DNA or if you ever like do the heritage stuff, like we did ours, your ancestry, it does like matter because a lot of stuff will come up and it's 1%, 2%, like really, really minor percent. So 12.5 is fairly large. Yeah.
No. It's just cool that it's been passed down so many generations and you guys still, you know, like that's what's cool to me about traditions and things like that.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, it's awesome.
New Year's is a pretty good thing to celebrate twice, not gonna lie. So yeah. The fact that you guys get to celebrate it on the 31st and the 1st, and then again a month later, good fun fact to know, February 1st for all of our Chinese and Lunar Year followers. Shout out to our Mongolian fans. We love y'all. So if you get it to this far to the episode, hopefully, you know, we remember on February 1st to wish you a happy new year.
Happy Lunar New Year. Yeah. We should do another bonus episode for the Lunar New Year to talk about that.
Hell yeah. So just kind of, we got off to a little tangent about all these traditions, but they're important. So, you know, just being able to tie out that all back into like what all of our perceptions are on New Year's and like where they came from. Yeah. I think just, I'm going to be honest, you know, my family has always been like, as long as I can remember, like since I had a phone, like either we spent it together or we would literally just sit at home, watch how they rang in Bosnia's New Year's because they're 6 hours ahead. So like they would have like a YouTube video or something online that we could watch and just like cut up some smoked meat and like potatoes and cheese and have a couple of drinks before I could drink. It was just like apple cider or something like that. And just like listen to music and hang out. And then as I got older, like at midnight, the first thing I've always done is call my parents, like call my parents, wish them a happy new year. Same with my sister. Like it's just tradition. I think maybe in the last year or two, I don't know that any of us have stayed up to midnight. To be very honest, but, you know, like just send a text or something if you can't call anybody.
That's sweet. I like that.
I feel like in the US it's a little bit more, or like not as, I don't know. It's more about like dressing up, going out, doing all that stuff.
It depends on your age and where you are. I feel like now there's nothing more that I want to do than just like be in my pajamas, play like some card games with a few people, like drink a little bit of wine or a little champagne and like go to bed right after the ball drops.
Literally.
Yeah. So, I mean, changes. I remember the days that we were partying hard on New Year's Eve. That sounded so freaking corny, but that's all we wanted to do is like go and pay for an open bar, like get a group of 30 plus people together to go like rent out a space that, I mean, pay like $100 a person, even if you weren't drinking, which I remember Daniel was always very anti that. Cause he's like, why am I paying $100 to go to this place? I'm not even drinking.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's. And I think things have changed. COVID's definitely changed people's perceptions of it too.
For sure.
Like I haven't even seen New Year's advertised nearly as much this year as I have in the past. Like it's always advertised like on the radio stations, on like all your social media, everyone's talking about it. Like, are you going to the Gaylord? Like, whatever. I've never been there, but it was a very big thing for a really long time. And like these big parties and, you know, that like all of that is out of sight. And I just feel like more and more people, especially with all of the people that have been sick in the past, you know, year, 2 years, are much more appreciative of like quality time with their loved ones to ring in the new year.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, I mean, just like building off that, is there anything that I know I talked about how I wanted to save more money in the new year? And that's like one of my biggest things that I want to focus on. Is there anything that you feel like you want to focus on?
So honestly, I really agree with you on the whole money thing, because I feel like this past year I've spent some planned money, unplanned money, like extra expenses that I probably shouldn't have spent. So definitely be more conservative and aware of where I'm spending my money. I also want to focus on maybe like some career type decisions. You know, whether I want to continue doing what I'm doing, whether I want to explore another thing. And I hope that like this year magically gives me some insight on what I want to do. And then I think just probably focus on completing the Chicago Marathon that we're doing in October. So yeah, and continue to hopefully safely travel if I can. Just things that I'm like already kind of doing, but just like be more attentive and like refocus my attention to what I want to do versus sitting on my couch or not applying to a job because I, you know, I'm lazy, whatever it may be, just kind of refocus.
Yeah, I think all those are great, especially the Chicago Marathon. That's, I mean, I'm sure you're going to crush it because like you have, I feel like you've done enough training in the past year of running every day, but
Dude, I haven't ran since my year's been up. It's been like 3 weeks.
But I know that you can switch that back on and focus into marathon training enough to do it. So I'm excited to see, I'm just excited to follow that journey because I genuinely don't think that I could do a marathon.
I am honestly my number one goal, and Maggie's doing it too, and my friend Ashley's doing it that I know of so far, is just to finish it, you know, like to hopefully just be able to say I like ran the entire time. And with that being in 10 months, honestly, or less than 10 months, it's like 9 months and some change. But with that, it's honestly just like continuing to stay healthy, like not having any injuries, not having any setbacks that could prevent me from not being able to like run the entire thing.
Yeah. I mean, part of that's just training and starting your training early enough to make sure you don't get injured, but I get what you're saying.
I think we had, you know, when we did some of our crowdsourcing before, we had like questions or like things that people wanted us to talk about. And it was, you know, how do you prep for things like this? How do you refocus on things like this? And I think like, as we continue to record, I'm going to be able to share a lot of that training and like focus and my mindset and things like that as well. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And of course, our podcast. I'm excited to like,
keep
recording. This is like one of my favorite things to do.
I know. I hope we'll be able to do it in person more. I mean, I know with the like spike of Omicron, I can't tell you how many cases that I've seen, even just in immediate family, where we've had a lot of close calls in the last couple of weeks. And for us, the bit, you know, the main thing is just like with having a 1-year-old who is not able to be vaccinated at this point. You know, it's just really her safety that we're worried about. And, but I hope that we're going to be able to get back to recording in person because it is one of my favorite things of the week. And I feel lonely when I don't have my girls there.
Well, we're saving money because we're not eating out as much.
This is true. Though we, you know, Daniel and I still did eat out today and we have been eating out a bit, quite a bit the last couple of days, but we're going to get back into it.
What did you eat out today?
Today we ordered Hooties, which is actually just Hooters, but they only do like chicken. So I don't know like what the difference is, but Daniel got his chicken tenders and then I ordered a buffalo chicken salad, but I did get the chicken grilled. So I'm trying to be good.
Wow. Yeah. So proud of you. I had kava. So.
Oh, yummy.
Kava hit the spot. It kept me full pretty much. Like, it was a late lunch, so I was starving. And then it just kept me full for, you know, the rest of the night. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, you should still eat dinner, but.
I mean, I ate at like 3:34. Like, I had a snack earlier, but there's no room. Like, I scarfed that food down.
Kava is very filling. It's like Chipotle, but sometimes even more filling than Chipotle.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I mean, like, the things I want to focus on this year, I think, are definitely also saving money. It's just something I've never really been all that good at. And I just really would like to be better at it.
How do you plan on doing it?
How?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mostly it's just, I need to stop buying clothes for myself. I don't need clothes. I have so many clothes.
And then I said that too. Yeah.
And then I give away clothes. Like, you're wearing a sweatshirt that I gave to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, it's literally one of my favorites too. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it looks great on you. It did not look good on me. So I'm glad you have it. Happy to do it. But like, I don't need to buy clothes. I am at home 99% of my day. So like, why am I buying clothes to like be on a Zoom call? I don't know. That's something that I need to work on.
I'm so with you, dude. I like,
it brings me happiness.
It does bring me happiness, but I don't need it. Like, I bought stuff. I was like, oh, look at all these sales. Purchase, 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 purchase. It's the freaking sales that get me. So I bought so much crap. And then like the next day I'm like, I don't have any hangers left. Yeah. I was like, well, I guess I got to clean out some of the stuff that I don't wear. And then it's just like a repeat cycle. So that was another promise I was going to say. I think it went hand in hand with saving money, but I was like, the only time that I'm going to buy clothes this year is for the two weddings that I have. And I mean, one of them, I've already bought the dress. I just need like a rehearsal dinner dress. And then the other one, like, I need a dress and I'm going to Europe during that time. So like maybe a little bit of like what to wear in Europe. But other than that, I have everything else I need. Like, calm down, Anissa.
Yeah. I mean, my big thing too, is that Sweetie Buns, like, I want to buy her everything all the time. Clothes, like, she does not need clothes at all. She has all the clothes that she could ever want and need, but I want to buy them for her because I see something cute and I want to buy them. And now she's wearing shoes and I want to buy them because, like, look at the baby shoes. They're so cute.
I'm so with you. Oh my God. I literally could spend hours in the kids section, like
hours. Like, I could get her so many pairs of shoes and she does not need them because she wears the same pair of sneakers when we go out on walks. Anyway, so yeah, I need to stop being an impulsive spender.
Okay, there you go. We can just hold each other accountable.
Okay, how about this? When we have an urge to buy something, we screenshot, text each other. We say, okay, I want to buy this. And then we'll go back and forth and see whether we really need it or not.
Deal.
Okay. I think that's a great way to keep us accountable.
That is so great. Yeah. I think, and we have to have the person that is purchasing it has to have a legitimate reason, argument for why they think they need to spend X amount of money on this particular thing.
Okay. I like that.
I like that too.
I'm trying to think of,
there you go. I hope we just gave our listeners some ideas too, because I know some of you girls that listen to us are on that same boat, overspending on clothes. Like, my girl Jenny just came to my house yesterday with a bag of clothes being like, do you need any of this stuff? Because I'm giving it away. And I know damn right she's going to go and buy more clothes. Like, no, stop adding clothes to my pile when I'm trying to get rid of my own pile. So.
Yeah.
You're welcome, friends, for the idea.
I don't think there's anything else I've really sat down and been like, I really want to do this next year, but. Yeah,
that's just because you're kicking butt at life right now, Em.
Definitely podcasts. I mean, I need to get my other business like up and going again because I've been neglecting that a bit. So I need to start coming up with some more
Well, on like, that front, we can start to release some One Bottle of Wine podcast merch. So anyone that is listening to this episode and is interested, you know, send us a DM.
Yeah.
And let us know so we can, you know, put that out there. I think that should be one of our goals for 2022 as well. Is kind of focusing on that, putting that out there, letting all of our followers know it's available.
Also, just let us know what you want too. Like, tell us, do you want sweatshirts? Do you want pants? Do you want crop tees? Like, what do you want from us? We'll get you whatever you want, but you have to let us know.
Or hoodies or like beanies.
Or like pajamas. We can make you some pajamas.
I mean, we want you to be able to rep One Bottle of Wine podcast like nobody's business.
That's right. That's right. We do.
Your favorite podcast.
Your favorite gals.
Exactly. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And make sure to follow us on Insta at One Bottle of Wine Podcast. And tune in next week for another glass and some more laughs. Cheers.
Virtual cheers.